we've all been aware of the difficulties, you know, and I think it has, it's reached a point in recent days where staff have actually reached out directly to the Minister to seek help in respect of all of this. We have very serious overcrowding in the accident emergency, and in many cases that's because there is no beds in the wards for to put people to, and it's a really serious problem that needs to be dealt with and needs to be dealt with as quickly as possible. One of the consultant radiologists there, Dr. Stephen Davitt, has written to the Minister for Health, and indeed he has been supported in that by a whole range of senior consultants and doctors across practically every discipline, from psychiatrists to neurologists to cardiologists, etc., in the hospital, stating that they are all at their wit's end, that they are all feeling that this has gone past a crisis situation for Sligo, and that the level of overcrowding and the danger that that is for patients and for staff, you know, is something that needs to be dealt with as an emergency, and are calling for a meeting with the Minister for to deal with this issue.
What do you hope to achieve out of that meeting? The Health Minister presumably is all too aware of the situation at Sligo when it's raised on the floor of the Dáil nearly on a weekly basis.
Well, he is, but at the same time, he doesn't seem to be taking the actions that's required. I mean, we are waiting years now for to get a new wing built out of the hospital. It's in a planning process and has been that way for over 10 years at this stage. You know, we really need this to be taken as a sense of urgency and delivered fast. We need to see, you know, adequate diagnostic tools put in place to ensure that people can get the diagnostics that they need in a timely manner. I mean, there's an issue as well with the CT scanner there. There's only the one CT scanner, has been broken down numerous times, and there's another one supposed to be at the pipeline, hasn't been delivered yet. You know, it's a litany of promises that have not been fulfilled, and that's one of the issues that we have. And I think, you know, the cry from the senior staff in the hospital who are meeting this on a day-to-day basis has to be answered, and the Minister has to step up to the mark, meet with the staff, and not just come with more promises, actually put in place the required facilities that people need in the North West to ensure that we get adequate healthcare for everyone.